Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at wbez.org/events.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset, your source for everything happening in news, politics, and beyond. The Chicago Police Department is set to launch a new system to track Chicagoans suspected to be connected to gangs. But the city's interim police oversight board says that despite changes to the policy, they still have concerns that the system should not launch without those concerns first being addressed. Here to tell us more is WTTW politics reporter Heather Sharone. Heather, let's talk specifics. What's the goal of the database and how would it work?
Well, the Chicago Police Department says that they need a way to track and list who they believe are members of Chicago's street gangs. And for many decades, they did that with a database that included tens of thousands of Chicagoans. And in April 2019, former Inspector General Joseph Ferguson took a deep look at that database and found that it was riddled with errors. There were people who were 80 years old in the database and as young as 10 in the database.
Wow.
And that it disproportionately targeted Black and Latino Chicagoans.
Mm-hmm.
So the police department said, we agree with your findings. We are going to launch a new system, but it has not launched since then because it's a really big undertaking that was complicated by a lawsuit brought from people who were in the database who said that they were subject to really harsh penalties because of it. There were people who were undocumented immigrants, who were deported. There were also people who lost jobs and were not allowed to rent apartments because of their inclusion in this database. So the new system is designed to prevent things like that happening while helping police the city.
Yeah.
It is very much a work in progress.
So there's a November 2021 draft policy that's similar to what we have now. Is there a difference between them?
There isn't really. So the issue is that the resolution of the lawsuit that I mentioned basically said that unless the police department can prove that the information in the old database is still valid, they can't use it. So the department has been working to go through those tens of thousands of entries and figures out which ones should be in the new database. They say that work is mostly complete, which is why the new system is ready to launch. Enter the new interim oversight board, which has authority over policies like the gang database, saying, hold up, we still have a lot of questions.
So under this current plan, what has to happen for someone to be part of the database? Like, what's the threshold?
So you have to, there have to be like documented evidence that you're a gang member. So in the past, it could basically just be a police officer saying, you give off the vibe of being a gang member. And so you're in the database. Now you have to meet certain thresholds. You have to admit on camera that you're a member of the gang, or you have to meet a certain number of other criteria, like you have gang insignia tattoos, you have been arrested and convicted of gang offenses, those sort of things. The real issue is that there is no mechanism that requires the Chicago Police Department under the current draft policy to say, hey, you are believed to be a gang member and you are now in this database.
Now, so you don't necessarily know that you're put on the list.
Right. So there's a way for you under this policy to go to a police station and say, hey, am I in the gang database? And there's a way for you to appeal that designation. But there's no initial notification. And that, I think, is really sort of the biggest problem with the, according to the oversight board.
So if you find out that you were put on this database as a suspected gang member, mm-hmm. you want to be taken off for valid reasons, you have to appeal,
right?
It sounds like.
And you have to appeal in person at one of five police headquarters. The police department has 90 days to respond. And if they say, no, we really think you're a gang member, you can appeal that designation to the Chicago Police Board, which will have the final say. The question is, if you're a 20-year-old who does not have a whole lot of access to resources, are you going to jump through all of those hoops? And will your life be significantly complicated by this designation, which may or may not be true? I think that's the real question.
So talk more about some of the objections to this plan and where they're coming from.
So it's really interesting because this new oversight board was formed really just for issues like this. It is designed to give regular Chicagoans a way to sort of, restrict and craft how the police department polices Chicago. So this is really the first instance of this board saying, look, this policy should be crafted by us in consultation with the people of Chicagoans. So before, the police department could craft this policy, give people time to comment on it and implement it. Mm-hmm. This is a whole new wrinkle that the police department is really struggling to deal with, on top of the fact that the police department is under federal court oversight, and its ability to really change the way it polices is limited because it has to be approved by the judge.
The mayor moved to permanently block immigration agents from accessing the database back in July of 2019. Why?
Right. Well, back in 2019, we were all talking about former President Donald Trump's stated desire to deport as many undocumented immigrants as possible. And there were several instances of federal immigration agents using this database to figure out who was undocumented and how to track them down.
Yeah.
And the mayor said that is not acceptable, and she stopped it. The issue is if you're going to have this kind of database, what kind of protections are in place to prevent somebody like a Donald Trump from abusing it, and what's to stop police officials from abusing it? And that was one of the major concerns that the watchdog had.
How have CPD leaders responded to these red flags?
So they say that they are committed to constitutional policing, that the fact that there has been no new system launched in such a long period of time demonstrates their desire and determination to get it right and to make it a law enforcement tool that really works but also protects people's rights. What's interesting is that Cook County and the Sheriff's Department had a very similar database.
Yeah.
It got rid of its database in total in 2019. And you hear almost nothing about whether that lack of database has hurt the Sheriff's Department's ability to enforce laws and arrest criminals. So I think there's a lot of people who believe that this tool is just not worth all of the trouble that we're going to for.
And what's Lightfoot saying?
So she believes that a gang database is necessary and a critical tool. And she will say, look, we are still living through a significant uptick in crime, violent crime and murders are not back to where they were pre-pandemic, so that we should not tie the hands of the Chicago Police Department. I think this is probably going to be a big issue in the mayor's race, to tie our previous conversation back to this. And there are going to be several progressive candidates who would be pushed to say, how would you operate this system if you were mayor of Chicago?
So December 7th is the last day for the public to submit feedback on this whole policy that we've been talking about. How can they do that?
So it's linked from my story at WTTW.com/news, or you can Google Chicago Police Department gang database policy. It's technically called the Criminal Enterprise Information System, and that will get you to a form that you can fill out.
Heather Sharon is a politics reporter at WTTW. Thank you so much. This episode of Reset was produced by Brenda Ruiz, and it was edited by Andrew Merriweather. Want to stay up to date on all the important stories in the city? Then subscribe to our podcast. We talk to experts, journalists, and members from the community to dive into important topics just like this one. That's all for Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.